I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. More than 4 billion people are expected to board an airplane this year, according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. While airlines provide a tremendous service that is mainly for the good, the UN agency points out that their services can also be abused by criminals to facilitate the trafficking of men, women, and children. UNODC was in Sydney this week to promote its anti-trafficking Blue Heart campaign at the annual meeting of the International Air Transport Association, IATA, which represents around 290 airlines worldwide. Julia Dean spoke to Felipe de la Torre, a UNODC project officer from Mexico.
The Blue Heart campaign is a global initiative that was developed by our headquarters in Vienna in 2009. It basically aims at promoting the Blue Heart as the international symbol against human trafficking, as the red ribbon is for HIV or the pink ribbon is for breast cancer. And in that respect, the Blue Heart campaign is an umbrella to cover a number of actions related to awareness raising. So we do training to law enforcement authorities, we do capacity building, we do research, but everything is branded with the Blue Heart in order to give it a coherence to make this movement a united movement against human trafficking.
What have you been doing in terms of working with airlines in the last year?
Well, in the last AGM that took place in Cancun in Mexico, we were invited for the first time to present this campaign to the IATA members. And big airlines like Aeromexico, which is one of the third most important airline in Latin America, they approached us in order to raise their interest about doing something together. And we have signed a wonderful partnership, and we are currently implementing a number of various actions in order to sensitize the crew, the flight attendants, the passengers, the airport users, about possible signs that could lead to human trafficking situations.
What are some of these things that you're implementing?
For example, we have been given space in order to broadcast our Blue Heart spot. We have been given space also in their in-flight magazines to provide information for passengers about human trafficking. And so we are doing a number of things, and in particular, something very important is to help them develop special protocols to deal with human trafficking situations in flight and also in airport.
Finally, if we can discuss the key outcome that you consider for your partnership with the airlines today in Sydney.
Well, I think that the most important outcome of this IATA meeting for the UNODC has been the passing of a very important resolution that was unanimously approved by all IATA members. And this resolution basically encourages members to do a number of very concrete things to fight human trafficking. The resolution outlines, encourages airlines and airports to share best practices, to develop specific material in order to train operational staff with the objective of identifying potential trafficking situations, and also taking the appropriate measures in order not to compromise the safety of the victim. So these are the two key actions that this resolution is talking about. But another very important, recommendation is to also call upon governments and law enforcement authorities to establish a joint or multitask teams with airline staff in order to really respond in a coherent and cooperative manner to the issue of human trafficking.